Sports.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, and you are?
Scott Hannon. Good morning, everybody.
It's Tuesday. The sun is shining. We actually had a little thunderstorm, but you said you didn't even know about it, but woke me up with lightning about 3:30.
There was some thunderstorms rolling through. In fact, Valley City actually had some damage from it. So, there were some serious winds blowing around out there a little bit, so but not enough to even wake me up.
No, really?
No.
Good thunderstorm. Usually that first one of the year always gets me like, oh, not used to that.
I think it was in its infancy when it was here in Bismarck and got a little stronger as it hit Valley City, petered out a little bit because it sounds like, it's of course, it's well into Minnesota now, but when it hit the valley, it wasn't too terrible. But
we didn't get enough rain out of it, though, out west.
You know, I'm just glad we have any rain at all, because yesterday's, whatever that was in the air, pollen and dust and every other particle.
That's a lot of dust.
Known to man, but put me on my back yesterday.
Well, see, the problem is that company right across the street from Bobcat makes concrete. So they've got those big big mounds of dirt, and
they build roads,
sand, and
they need the gravel and all the other stuff. So
unfortunately, that stuff blows around when the wind picks up a little bit.
Exactly right. Well, anyway, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, and you get to tell us just exactly that today. Hop on your soapbox and let us know. 800-228-0550. We do have a couple of questions to answer that came up on the program yesterday. One, you may remember, was first asked of Senator Heidi Heitkamp and later Senator John Hoeven about financial disclosures for federal employees. And we did a little digging on that. We will forward that information on to the senators and have them let us know how they voted. But we have a little bit of a follow-up on that. Basically, we want to be here. If there is a particular issue or question or comment or something you think it's just not right that you want answered, we're here to get you some answers. So we'll do that, won't we, Steve?
Perfect. Sounds good.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind, by the way?
The new Viking Stadium. It looks like a church.
I agree.
Have you seen that?
I have.
I was talking to Todd Mitchell earlier this morning, and he brought up the Crystal Cathedral.
I did as well. As a matter of fact, it looks like Robert Schuller could be on stage there with all the greenery and the organ and everything else, giving one of those famous sermons.
They might be onto something, because if you're going to miss church on Sunday morning when you go to the Viking Stadium, if you went a little earlier for tailgating, maybe you just tailgated while you were at the stadium, go in, have a nice big church service, and then just stay for the game.
Well, here's the deal. I think religion, or football is religion to some people, but I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure a church should look like a church. I'm sorry. I'm not sure a football stadium should look like a church, to tell you the truth. So it's a beautiful piece of architecture, but I think it looks like a church. Have you seen it yet, folks? Have you seen the new rendering? We're going to put it up on our What's on Your Mind radio website, Facebook page, and a link to it on our Twitter feed too. So if you haven't seen it yet, go take a look at it and then answer the question, should a football stadium look like a church?
It's a lot of glass. It's a big glass cathedral-looking thing. And I think they're going to run into problems because of weather issues like they did with the Metrodome when they built the Metrodome. Oh, the roof will never collapse. What happened the first year?
You know, they were supposed to. Remember, they were trying to have that open roof feature where they could open up the glass, and it was too costly.
It does have retractable doors, though.
Windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, windows along the side. Yeah.
Big windows.
Yeah. And then they do have glass above, so you're going to get, out there, but it looks like a church.
Would you like to play football in a greenhouse?
That looks like a church. I have a little problem with it. Again, it's a beautiful piece of architecture for a church, but, should a football stadium look like a church?
Football belongs outdoors.
You think so?
Yeah, they should have put a retractable roof on the Twin Stadium, and football belongs outdoors, period.
Let us know what you think, folks. If you've seen it, and if you haven't, whatsonyourmindradio.com, or go to the What's On Your Mind Radio Facebook page and weigh in and let us know what you think. By the way, two guests on the program today. Later this hour, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will be here. She represents the 6th District of Minnesota. She has a hearing this week in Congress to repeal Obamacare. This woman has been relentless as a critic of Obamacare. A lot of folks, including, by the way, the state of North Dakota, to a certain extent, have thrown in the towel, saying, hey, we fought the good fight, it's over, it's done. My question to our audience, do you want the fight to continue? She's continuing the fight. And we'll be here to take any questions on that topic or anything else. She was in on the Benghazi hearings. Steve, I believe you quoted her yesterday as saying the reason we know about the IRS targeting various Tea Party and conservative groups was because they're hoping that we'll pay no attention to Benghazi.
Right? I'm usually not one into conspiracy theories, but this one actually makes a little sense to me. And just from a spin side of things. And I can see how this would get spun just for the purposes of deflecting not what's taking place now or next year when there's going to wind up being greater hearings on this, but 3 years down the road and how this could tie into a presidential race. I think she might be onto something.
We also, by the way, have a good friend of yours, J.P. Martin, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, to ask us if it's possible to just skip spring. Have we have we essentially eliminated the season of spring? Here's a story I saw. I forget the swing in Bismarck. I know it hit 91 in Bismarck yesterday, 93 in Fargo. But in Fargo, at the airport, on Sunday, the low was 28 degrees. So you went from 28 degrees at some point Sunday to 93 degrees on Monday. That's weird. That's a reality show waiting to happen, isn't it?
Well, that's why we live here, right? We love the change in the weather.
So anyway, J.P. Martin will be here to answer your questions weather-wise in our next hour.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Scott, what's on your mind this morning?
I don't know if you remember this story, but there was an accident that happened in June last year in which a semi was driving in town. This happened to be in Fargo. And a motorcyclist, 29-year-old gentleman with his son, a 10-year-old, on the motorcycle, ran into the semi. And we now know that the semi driver, who happens to be a Long Prairie, Minnesota semi driver, was at fault. We know that because he admitted that in court. This was the subject of a court case this week. And he said what he did was make an improper right-hand turn. This was June 4th. Morning rush hour, began with a semi heading left across three lanes of traffic. Now, you following that visual?
Well, that's how you're taught. You're supposed to make sure you occupy multiple lanes so you can make a swing with a semi because they're long.
Well, again, rush hour traffic, though, I'm just thinking if I'm going across three lanes of traffic in rush hour to make a right-hand turn, that's an accident waiting to happen, and it was.
It's a little excessive, but maybe he had doubles or triples.
The maneuver made the semi basically a steel wall in front of the motorcycle, according to the assistant Cass County State's attorney. Well, anyway, the court decides, hey, you know what? We're gonna lessen the charge here, and so they offered him a plea deal, in which they dropped the original charge of manslaughter, which is a Class B felony, and he's going to spend about 2 months in jail. Now, he'll be on probation for a time, but and by the way, can't have a commercial driver's license as part of his probation terms. I think 1 year of supervised probation was proposed. The judge increased that to 2 years.
So he can get a CDL back after the probation's done.
Yeah, so, I mean, he can't do what he did for 2 years, but he's only in jail for 2 months. I'm not sure that's enough to cause the death of someone. Now, again, it was an accident. Obviously, this guy didn't set out behind that semi to take the life of a 29-year-old, who, by the way, was not wearing a helmet on the motorcycle, something I'll never understand, quite honestly. But I guess I'm not a motorcyclist, so maybe that's why I don't understand it. But I just think that's just plain Russian roulette. I don't get it.
I rarely do myself.
Wear a helmet?
Rarely.
Well, you know.
Now, realistically, you should wear a helmet in town if you're going to wear a helmet because there's a lot more opportunity. But I don't like the wind noise, so I wear a helmet on the highway.
Well, anyway, I mean, that's a debate for a different day, I guess. But this 29-year-old father did not. He did have a helmet on his 10-year-old son who was on the motorcycle with him and who did survive. had a number of injuries, but survived the crash. I just don't. Here's what's on my mind. You asked. I don't think that's enough of a sentence for killing a man, even though it obviously wasn't intentional. It's not like I pull out a gun and go boom. On the other hand, the truck in this case was a weapon, especially when it was misused in this regard in rush hour traffic. So I don't think a 2-month jail sentence and a 2-year probation is enough.
Now, whether or not he crossed 3 lanes of traffic, you know, he did own up to it. But crossing 3 lanes of traffic to make a turn, I have a CDL. I think that's a little excessive. I don't know the circumstances with the scenario as far as driving, but I've driven semis. My dad owned a trucking company, and I understand the mechanics of that. I don't know about 3 lanes of traffic, though, but why would that be any different than somebody that accidentally swerved to miss a deer and took out a motorcycle? Or why would that be?
Because he intentionally went across 3 lanes of traffic to take a right turn illegally.
Well, if you thought it was clear.
And in rush hour traffic, how could it be clear, you know?
Blind spots. I mean, there are blind spots in a semi.
To his credit, he's admitting the mistake. But anyway, am I wrong? You tell me. 800-228-0550 or whatever is on your mind. That's why we call this What's On Your Mind. Your calls when we come back. 701-258-0550 with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hammond.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hammond. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, friends. It's Scott Hammond here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from 3-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge. $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd. If you use the promo code SCOTT, go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant and the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota's soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Ed, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Good.
You know, whether or not the guy killed him or not, What's the difference if you run him over as a pedestrian or whatever? Kill him with a gun. He's still dead. Whether or not the guy admitted fault, it doesn't matter.
So what's your point? Which side of this are you on?
I'm on the side that that guy should get a longer sentence for killing somebody, period.
So you're saying the circumstances of how the individual died are less important than the fact that the person is dead, and therefore there ought to be a just punishment?
Correct.
What, in this case, it was obviously an accident, but an accident caused by a poor decision by the truck driver. What would be a fair sentence? If not 2 months, how long should it be?
Good question. I'd say, if you killed somebody with your car driving down the road, a pedestrian or something like that, you'd probably get 5 years, 10 years.
Now, you have to look at intent, Ed, and you got to look at mitigating circumstances. What if you had a heart attack while you were driving or a medical issue while you were driving and you killed somebody with your car? They're still dead.
Well,
that's your point.
You had a heart attack.
Suppose the driver survived. The pedestrian, as you put it, would still be dead. Does that change the circumstances at all?
To me, that does, because that's an accident. What you just described there as an accident. The individual's dead as a result of something beyond your control, a heart attack, or, you know, whatever. In this case, the driver saying, "Hey, I messed up," but I don't know. It's sort of one of those things. What's obscene? I don't know. I'll tell you when I see it, right? I mean, to me, I know that 2 months is not enough in jail. I'm not sure what the proper punishment should be. But to me, this truck driver says, "I screwed up." And rush hour traffic, he's taking a right turn across three lanes, wall of steel for the motorcyclist, boom, he's dead. Seems to me 2 months is a smack in the face to the family.
Now, I look at this from two different perspectives because I have a CDL and I ride a motorcycle. Do you know how many times I've seen a semi take a wide swing to make a right-hand turn? Because they have to. They have to take a wide swing. And then you'll see, and they're in the middle of both lanes, but you'll see a vehicle, whether it's a motorcycle or a car, if a car can fit, they'll buzz up along the right side to make a right-hand turn and completely cut off the semi. The semi can't stop on a dime. You know, some of that goes back on the drivers of vehicles that are out there. They need to be aware of their surroundings as well.
True.
But if we're in the court of Ed, just give me a number. You're the judge and jury. What's this guy get if it's up to you, Ed?
No less than 5 years, period.
All right.
Because, like you said, 2 months is a slap in the face to the family.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Tom, what's on your mind?
Tom's actually not on the line. Tom made a comment. Tom wanted us to ask Michelle Bachmann about whether or not North Dakota's bought into Obamacare by signing off on the exchanges. So we'll ask when she joins at the bottom of the hour.
Definitely ask that. Mike in Mandan, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
This driver should have been at least 10 years, if not more, and the company he drove for, that family should get compensatory and punitive damages. I mean, Jesus, I'm a truck driver. I've been driving for over 40 years, and if you're in the far left lane and you cross three lanes of traffic during rush hour to make a right turn, only an idiot would even contemplate something like that. You know? They should throw the book at him.
So a wide turn, Mike, is one thing, as what Steve was talking about, but a wide turn that takes three lanes of traffic at an intersection on rush hour is stupidity worthy of manslaughter in your view, it sounds like.
Oh, definitely. It's not even debatable, you know. And I'm sure, I don't know, in Fargo, you'd think there'd be a camera or something, you know, that videoed the whole event, you know, at least Bismarck's got them and stuff, so... I mean, it's pretty obvious. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out.
Mike, one question. How long have you been driving?
40 years.
You know, there's something to be said about having 40 years of experience behind the wheel, isn't there?
There is. Big time.
With all that's going on in North Dakota, that's the one question I would first ask. How long has this guy had a CDL? How long has he been driving?
Well, that's true. That's probably a good point. You know, I could have got to give you that one.
Appreciate the call, Mike, but I mean, a 40-year driver is saying, hey, he's not coming to the defense of his fellow truck driver. He's saying, hey, you got to have a stronger sentence. Interesting point, Mike. Thank you. Roger in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I was listening to your description of this. You know, I'm a truck driver, too, and I'm a little bit pissed because you're not describing the accident, the scene. know, did the motorcycle come up on the right side of the truck? If the truck was out in the left lanes making a right turn, did the guy drive underneath the semi? I mean, first off, my first instinct is for the guy that's driving the bike to not have helmets on shows a total disregard of his safety. All right, now I understand the truck's got a job to do, and it's his responsibility to move over the truck. But we're out here doing a job, and most of the four-wheelers out there and two-wheelers will do everything and anything to get around a truck on the right side if it impedes them for more than 2 seconds. So we have to drive in dangerous situations. No ifs, ands, or buts. There's going to be accidents. And I'm really sorry this happened to this driver, and this kid did not deserve to die, but it was the guy's responsibility driving that bike to be aware of things.
Yeah, and I'm with you on helmets. I'm with you on helmets. But I mean,
you should have been able to stop that bike in a safe amount of time. Just because you're in rush hour does not give you the license to drive stupid. I mean, I cut my teeth driving Oregon and Washington on I-5 and rush hour traffic, Seattle.
Oh, I hate that road, Roger.
Every day, 4 or 5 times a day, back and forth to Seattle, Tacoma. And we're talking 5 lanes of interstate that go from 70 miles an hour to 0.25 miles.
And I know that road well, Roger. You know, you bring up a great point, too. If it's rush hour traffic, how fast was the motorcycle going that he wasn't able to stop as well? So
I'm reading from the news accounts of this, not the police report, but obviously that case was not made in his defense. I mean, I would think if he was going to... I would think if he was going too fast, Roger, that would have at least been a point of contention from the defense in court. It was not.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we drive trucks. We feel responsible for everything, and having a death happen on our watch, all right, that's bad. And the guy obviously felt remorse, you know, and he's taken responsibility for his part. But, I mean, you look at what the entire trucking scenario out here. The government has limited how much time you have during the day to get from point A to point B. You have to deliver in rush hour. Doesn't matter if in your city, Jamestown, middle of nowhere, North Dakota, out in the oil patch. And I do see stupid trucks do stupid stuff out here all the time. But there's 10 times as many cars out there. And in an accident scenario, you know, around the United States, when there's a death involved in a semi-truck, 86% is at fault. With the car.
Roger, thanks for the phone call. We got to get one more call in before the break. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, Roger kind of covered most what I was going to say. I just want to stress the point that I don't care if it's a drunken driving wreck like they had up there on 94 that day. You're on the road. The only defense you got is your being defensive to the other drivers. You got to watch out for yourself 100% of the time.
Very good advice, Tim. Thank you for the call up against the break. When we come back, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann not giving up on the repeal of Obamacare. Your questions for her when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Hard-working trucks, 3 brands to choose from on 1 lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands, Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all 3 and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of 3 truck brands. 7 new brands all in 1 lot, Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Highway run. What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon on KFIRE 550, KCJB, KLTC. Both flags, we're all over the place, Scott.
9 states, 2 Canadian provinces get a chance to tell us what's on their mind each and every weekday right here. And it's awesome talking to the heartland of America.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email the studio as well.
We have a special guest, Minnesota's 6th District Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, the woman with the titanium spine who's not about to give up on Obamacare. Congresswoman, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be on, and I want your listeners to know and be encouraged that despite all of the disasters that we see day after day after day, we're going to get a major victory this week in the House of Representatives. My bill to repeal Obamacare is going on the floor on Thursday, and I believe almost every Republican will be voting to repeal Obamacare, and I think we're going to pick up Democrats, too. And this is a big, big victory. So we're going to pass it through the House. Now the pressure is on Harry Reid and then President Obama. And as far as I'm concerned, we should pass this bill every single week until it's done, because the news that comes out of Washington around the country is how much worse Obamacare is than anyone began to imagine. The most recent story is that 17 top insurance companies in the nation released a study that says that individuals buying health insurance could be looking at a 100 to 400% increase on their premium. So people are going to be very upset, but they're going to be very happy to know that here in the House, we're going to vote to repeal Obamacare this Thursday.
Question from one of our listeners earlier, and by the way, if you have a question or comment for Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, feel free to call in, 800-228-0550. She'll be with us for a few minutes here and take your questions. Tom from North Dakota said, does this mean North Dakota has bought into Obamacare? I think what Tom means is the state did go ahead and decide to participate in the health care exchanges after a robust debate in the recently wrapped up legislative session. Does that mean states like North Dakota are waving the white flag on Obamacare? And when you talk about passing in the House, what are his chances in the Senate, and would the president ever sign it anyway? Aren't we stuck with Obamacare?
Well, I'm Pollyanna enough to believe that we aren't, because we're still America, we're still a republic, and we don't have a dictatorship yet. I do think it's very sad that North Dakota took the vote they did. Minnesota took the same vote. This is why it's sad, because under the current Obamacare law, the liberals that wrote it made a mistake. And if any state did not pass the health care exchanges, then people would not be subject to these mandates. They wouldn't be forced to buy the insurance. The businesses wouldn't be forced to have to offer the Obamacare legislation. And, of course, the administration didn't want the states to know that. We tried to do everything that we could to let state legislators know, do not pass these health care exchanges, because you can push the wolf away from the door a little bit longer. That's why we've seen so many states, more than half, reject putting the exchanges into place. There's no benefit from these exchanges. There's only pain. And so I truly believe, with all of the scandals that are coming out of Washington, D.C. right now, we potentially could see a major tip in 2014. If the conservatives have the House and the Senate, then the pressure may come to bear on the president to actually back off of Obamacare.
We're talking with the Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin. Congresswoman, you talk about some of the scandals coming out of Washington right now. You actually have an event coming up on Thursday. You've got a press conference concerning the IRS scandal with the Tea Party.
We do. I've contacted the Tea Party leadership from around the country. I am the Tea Party caucus chair here in Washington, D.C., and this was outrageous when this was revealed last Friday. So I called them. We are going to have a press conference with leadership and members of Congress to call for all sorts of things, including probably lawsuits to be filed, because in effect what the Obama administration did, they denied tax-exempt status to these organizations. So during this crucial election in 2012, they weren't able to raise money to put out information like I just gave you on the Obamacare exchanges. They couldn't do it. So the Obama administration effectively denied money for these organizations to be able to exercise their First Amendment right to free speech. It's terrible. And this story, again, came out on Friday. Remember, the Benghazi hearings were on Thursday. I sat in every minute of the Benghazi hearing. We heard shocking information that confirmed that the White House and the Secretary of State knew immediately this was attacked. There was no phony internet protest. It never happened. And for the President of the United States and for the Secretary of State to continue on this fiction, this fatal fiction, but even worse, for the President to fail to send in any military rescue of any kind and abandon, literally, these American brave heroes for 8 hours under enemy fire, it's unconscionable. This is the soft underbelly for the presidency and for Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's, you know, I can't prove it, but it's my guess. They knew about this IRS story for a long, long time.
Let's go to the...
They wanted to stop the Benghazi story. I think that's why they leaked it on Friday.
Let's go to the place where summer comes first in North Dakota, the Southwest. And John has a question for Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And Congressman Bachmann, keep up the good work. I hope your taxes aren't being audited.
the hey, state my of North company Dakota. Got audited 4 times last year. What does that tell you?
The state of North Dakota, the representatives I spoke to said that they signed off on that because of the 90% federal funding. Well, what makes anybody think
yeah,
that the federal government is going to have the money?
Well, remember, the federal government also said they would pay 40% of all special ed costs. They have never done that in decades. The money isn't there, John. That's the difference. I think you know that. Scott Hannon knows that. I know that. The money isn't there. The bank is broke. I'm standing here looking at the Capitol here in Washington, D.C., I'm looking in the other direction. The Treasury Department building is down on the other end of the mall, and there is no money. If you open up the door to the Treasury Department, moths and feathers fly out. There's nothing in there. So the federal government can tell your legislature, yeah, we'll front load 90% of the cost. Well, two things. Number one, they don't have the money. Number two, after 3 years, North Dakotans bear the cost. And once you create a new entitlement for people, how in the world do you ever take it away from them?
And what I don't understand is how our representatives fell for this. I mean, these are good people, but our governor, is that what was the hook that got them to go along with this? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
I think it's two things. First of all, it's a lack of knowledge about the bill and what the program actually means. Number one is lack of knowledge. Number two, it's pressure. It's pressure from all the insurance companies. Remember, there was a very powerful coalition that came together and got in bed with the president on Obamacare. And so they have a lot at stake, the Nurses Association, the AMA, the Hospital Association, the insurance companies. They all thought that the taxpayer would be increasing their bottom line. They all thought that it would be you and I that would continue to pay for all of this health care that will be stuck in the hands of the taxpayer. They thought they'd have 33 million new customers and the taxpayers would pay for them. Quite frankly, it was their individual greed for whatever it is that they wanted. But we all know the same people who paid for health care before will be the same people paying for it after. So doesn't that make sense that it's going to take away more of our paycheck to be able to pay for this? Because at the bottom line is this, John, we're all going to pay a lot more. And we're all going to get a lot less. That's why this is a very bad bill. And that's why Obamacare is less popular than it's ever been. And it's also why I think we'll see a very strong, robust vote this Thursday in the House to repeal Obamacare.
John, thank you for your phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Congressman Bachman, I wanted to ask you directly, do you think President Obama is lying when he says he just found out about IRS scandal? And is there a shift?
I think the administration is lying. I don't know when he found out about it, but certainly the administration is lying about it. They knew. And let me tell you this. I'm a former attorney for Treasury Department. Our client was the IRS. So you could say I'm an IRS lawyer. That's what I did. When I first heard the story, I knew it was a lie, because they were trying to blame low-level, mid-level functionaries. In my position, we had very strict jurisdictional requirements. I could only litigate civil and criminal tax cases in Minnesota and in parts of Dakota when they were assigned to me, and I had to follow very strict requirements when I made that representation. It is literally impossible for someone in the IRS to go rogue without a supervisor knowing. Everything we do has to be approved up the food chain. So this for something like this to happen, undoubtedly it came from influence from the administration, undoubtedly. And so that's why this is so much worse than Watergate ever was.
Is there much impeachment talk? What is there to that after the IRS scandal and then Benghazi?
Yes, there's impeachment talk everywhere. I was back in the 6th District this weekend. Everywhere I go, people say, when are we going to impeach this president? Because they see one unconstitutional action after another. They saw it the first 4 years, and then they thought that we'd have an election. We wouldn't see a second term of President Obama. But clearly, the president doesn't see that he or his administration is bound by the Constitution, much less federal law. And so if that's the case, we have to exercise our rights as well, and I think that's why you're seeing so many calls for impeachment.
Last topic, yesterday the Minnesota Senate joined the Minnesota House in redefining marriage in Minnesota. Now Minnesota set to become the 12th state that does allow gay marriages. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's tragic. I'm actually the member who originally introduced the bill for the constitutional amendment to define marriage as one man, one woman. Back in 2003, that's when all of this began, when the Massachusetts Supreme Court ordered the Massachusetts legislature to pass gay marriage in conformity with what the Supreme Court wanted. It was outrageous. When that happened, I introduced the constitutional amendment. So for 10 years, people who are committed to traditional marriage have faithfully been fighting to retain marriage. The sad thing about this, quite honestly, is that it was never about gay marriage. It's all about having access to our kids, because, quite frankly, the gay agenda will now be taught in our public school. And that's really what this was all about, to make sure that children are fully immersed and brainwashed in this lifestyle that is very different and anathema to many churches' teachings and also to the values of parents. And that's
Congresswoman, we're up against the break.
Getting access to our kids.
Congresswoman, we're up against the break. Can we hold you over for a few minutes? We have some phone calls for you as well.
Sure.
Perfect. It is What's on Your Mind on KFIRE 550 and around the state. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org, CU as in Credit Union, OnTheRoad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon, and this is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Tom, what's your question? What's on your mind today?
Yes, hello. Good morning, gentlemen, and Mrs. Bachmann, Michelle Bachmann.
Good morning.
I would like to know why are the people of the United States not going for the juggler on this guy? How many dead bodies more have to show up before anything gets done? Why isn't our senators and our congressmen going for the jugular on this? I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. This is a communist setup. He admitted being a socialist. I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the question. I think people really are fed up when the White House is busy tapping the phone lines of reporters in Washington, and apparently the Justice Department knew about it. It's shocking. I mean, there's cover-ups. There's continual surveillance. We're living in a very different world than we've lived in before. And I think the biggest problem of all has been the fact that the mainstream media, which agrees with President Obama, has been unwilling to tell the truth. If the mainstream media would have just accurately reported what the president did, even in the first 6 months when he was president in his first term, he never would have had a second term. That's been the problem from the beginning. The media won't tell you the story. That's why shows like the Scott Henin Show are so vitally important. This is about the only place you can go to actually get the truth. But I do believe we're hitting a turning point now where the American people aren't going to take it. You can't do that to our military, because if there's anything that defines America, it's this. It's that when we send men and women into harm's way in battle, we're always there for them. We never leave people behind. And our president broke that promise to those who were in Benghazi. And we can never send that message to our current people in the military or to future people in the military. They have to know an ironclad guarantee that they will always have cover. That's part of the tragedy, that we broke faith with those that we've asked to serve us.
I wanted to share just one comment from a different listener back to the Obamacare issue in North Dakota, specifically with what the legislature did. We had a caller call about this. Another has said the legislature put language in the bill that ends the expansion once the federal government stops paying 90%. They got that. That the feds don't have the money, but if we don't sign on to North Dakotans, we'll pay for it now or in the future without benefit. So does that make it any better to at least have the provision to say, hey, if you don't pay the 90%, we're out of here?
Yes, I think that does make it better, but here's the problem. Obamacare is going to actually trump state law, and we're seeing that over and over, that the federal law is trumping state law. We're losing states' rights. That's difficult. Plus, you've got the practical problem, the reality problem. Once you pump people up and subsidize their health insurance for them if they didn't have it before, politically speaking, how in the world are you going to take it away from people when after for 3 years they get used to it? The other thing we're looking at is amnesty for illegal aliens. That's literally millions and millions of people across the United States. They'll also be given these same welfare benefits. So I think it's impractical to think even though this is a good amendment, I think practically speaking, it will be very, very difficult to back off those benefits once they're enlarged. In North Dakota, you're the state that every state wants to be like. North Dakota is a fabulous state now with the use of the natural resources and oil. I see the oil tankers coming down through Minnesota. All states wish they could be like North Dakota. It's just that it's never good from a moral perspective to put people in a position of dependency on government and on welfare. That's what Obamacare does. It puts people in a position of dependency.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, it was great. We'll do it again soon. Bye-bye.
Look forward to it. There's one busy lady hosting that group of folks in Washington this week on the IRS scandals, and obviously spending time in the Benghazi hearings, tenacious on Obamacare.
She sounds like our Congress's Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady. Kind
of. She was at the funeral.
Yeah.
The House of Representatives sent someone there. Do you know the Obama administration did not, and neither did the Senate, to represent the United States of America?
That's just horribly sad to me.
It is.
A longtime ally and head of state for a country that we call a friend.
I don't know why Hillary Clinton would not have gone, if not as an official any longer, as a Secretary of State, at least as a former Secretary of State, former First Lady. That was a bit bizarre, but I think that's a fair description. I mean, Michelle Bachmann gets labeled as a nut. I mean, she's labeled as a nut, and I think that's largely because she proudly told us she heads up the Tea Party caucus, right, in Congress, to say, hey, these are people all across the country that have something to contribute. I want to listen to them. So they call her a nut. You know, the idea of fighting till the death on Obamacare, literally saying, we're going to have a vote this week to end Obamacare. Well, Harry Reid's never going to let a vote like that happen in the Senate.
Oh, absolutely not.
The president would never sign that, but she's standing on principle. I mean, I like that. I think it's a breath of fresh air. I don't know if you know, even the, you know, you asked her the impeachment question. There's a lot of talk of impeachment right now.
It comes down to a point, though, that you have to pick your battles. You really do. And are you just spinning your wheels when you're addressing things that you know there isn't going to be an outcome?
Do you think she picks too many battles?
Possibly.
All right. More of what's on your mind when we come back after a short timeout, plus the National Weather Service will join us, too. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.